RicksB.log, June 24th, 2009. You can contact me at heyrick1973@yahoo.co.uk. This should be a happy day. There's a whole load of good news to talk about. I have an EEE PC 901, the XP version, coming my way soon. Mum has just signed a contract for 8 megabit ADSL. I can't, the place is in her name, so she must. It looks like I will continue at work, and 99% likely I'll become a proper employee and not a series of fixed duration contracts. Oh, and my SCART switcher box cocked up, so I pulled out the soldering iron and fixed it. All good news. Maybe even great news. But it'll have to wait. Why? Because some BASTARD unleashed something on the internet which compromised a number of servers, including the one hosting Heyrick. Oh, and if you don't like me using that word, just imagine what I'm really thinking. My website is my online identity. I've been effectively out of the loop for the better part of a decade. 7.5 years. I feel so much older just thinking about it. So this is my representation of who I am, because God knows nobody around here of either nationality is geeky enough to look at me taking a dictionary and a set of BBC VDU codes and writing a Windows program to use that data to make a Japanese to English translator. Jitin. Nobody would care. So on my website, the software can find a home for somebody who might be looking for us, something like that. Some of my software hasn't done so well. I've put Kali on hiatus. I thought it would do well, being a simple wizard-like way to make calendar sheets, given that the official software on the CD-ROM I had was not only buggy, but hardwired to work for only 2 years. After writing Kali, practically no response. On the other hand, Verades may well be the most popular program I've written. It's there, all there, on my website. Now imagine how I feel when looking up my site in Google includes the words
"This site may harm your computer"
underneath the listing. As if that's not depressing enough, actually visiting my website says
"Reported attack site. The website www.heyrick.co.uk has been reported as an attack site and has been blocked based on your security preferences. Attack sites try to install programs that steal private information, use your computer to attack others, and damage your system. Some attack sites intentionally distribute harmful software, but many are compromised without the knowledge or permission of their owners."
You can click to ignore the warning and get past it, but it will appear for every single bloody page. And, importantly, some of those pages may still carry the malicious code payload, so the warnings may be just as well if you're using a potentially insecure system. I tell you, if I didn't have broadband and a cute little netbook computer on the horizon, plus an incredible friend in the form of Ewan who's dealing with the site administrations I'm unable to, if I didn't have this, I may well have instructed Glenn to simply pull the plug on Heyrick. I must thank Mick for bringing this to my attention in the first place, and for sending me SMS or MMS to keep me up to date with things. I must thank the regulars of the BBC Micro mailing list for being helpful with something that has nothing to do with the best 8-bit machine ever. And if you think I'm a dribbling lunatic, my computer's better than yours, guy, show me your I.O. and show me your basic interpreter. Exactly, sold off and find a Beeb on eBay and see how the 80s were supposed to go. I must thank Google. I'm extremely affronted to see my site ranked as harmful, but to be honest, I'd rather these warnings than have nobody paying attention. Will it damage my reputation? Perhaps. But like the highways brought the highwaymen, things that are good have a darker side too. The internet, great big free-for-all communications network where you can find all sorts from a cute girl flashing her tits to a decent recipe for egg mornay. But, sadly, computers have vulnerabilities. People put too much trust in those computers, and there are some eagerly looking to learn all they can about you with considerably more tact than a smash and grab. So rather than being upset by Google, I'm pleased it's got its eyes on the ball. But my biggest thanks of all goes to Ewan. He's the one who updates my site as SSH is firewalled at my library. He's looking for affected pages to remove them, note them down, so I can update them. I'm extremely grateful for his efforts, and if you should see a 404, don't be angry. Thank Ewan, for as if you're using some lame browser, and I think we know which, he may well have just saved your computer from something unpleasant. Heyrick will recover. I've got good people helping. It's just likely to take a while. And sadly, it is for all these reasons that I don't really feel celebration is in order. When it's all sorted and this is just a bad memory, then normal service will resume. Until then...